to Transparency Talk with Nakia Preval. I'm your host, Nakia. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's get transparent. Well, this is episode number 6, and I want to say thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome to Transparency Talk. I'm your host, Nakia. I appreciate the comments and the support that I received from last week's episode. Jordan is doing great. Thank you for asking. Someone did ask me, how am I holding up? And I'm good, to be honest. I think it was a teachable moment for me. It was an experience that taught me to be transparent with my feelings, because that wasn't a situation that I could essentially keep to myself. I needed some guidance. I needed to know how to handle it in a way that would make Jordan feel comfortable without making him feel as though he had done something wrong. So Jordan is doing great. I think it's also taught him to feel comfortable enough to reach out to me if he's not happy about something, and creating an open space for him and an open dialogue and making him feel comfortable, I think it's what I learned from that whole experience, is that, you know, even though he's the quiet one, doesn't mean he's the silent one. And I don't want him to feel like he needs to be silent when it comes to his feelings and the things that he's going through. I also wanted to address, people are sending me comments about LaShonda, and it's a very delicate situation because you want the best for everyone and you want to help everyone. And I think that it wasn't for a lack of love. I'm going to say that. She was loved by her mom. She was loved by her family. So, again, I think it was a situation where her anger got the best of her. And unfortunately, this, you know, the situation happened. I will relay all the messages to Detrice when I get the chance. I haven't spoken to her yet. And it actually created a very interesting conversation in my inbox, because a lot of parents reached out telling me their stories, and it broke my heart because these are actual parents that their child is no longer here, their sibling is no longer here. And I think we have to start doing better in regards to our conversation and our transparency on assisting our loved ones and giving them that open door policy that they may not know they have. And being careful about the things we say out our mouth. And just because someone is going through something, don't be so quick to quote unquote diagnose them. Unless you are walking in their footsteps, you have no idea what they're going through. So, you know, that's my first and foremost thing. Like, just be careful of the things that you say, because your words, they do carry weight. So with that being said, let's pay some bills first. This episode is sponsored by Twins Read Tutoring, inspiration and motivation for education. They are a online tutoring service, and we, as parents, we are all going through this pandemic where kids are learning from home at this point. And I am not a teacher, so it can be overwhelming. And I have a senior, a freshman, and a first grader. And I think first grade is the hardest thing for me right now. So I think Twins Read Tutoring Service would be ideal for parents to start booking appointments for spring break and even for summer vacation, because eventually these children will get back to school. And I believe that this tutoring service will benefit everyone, not just the parents, but also the students as well. So check them out. They're on Instagram, Twins Read Tutoring, and let them know that you heard about them from Transparency Talk. So let me deliver my flowers. And for those who are just listening for the first time, I have made it my purpose to give flowers to the people that mold me and shape me into who I am right now. And giving the flowers, I feel as though we're not recognizing the people that we see every day. And we sometimes can take them for granted. So I've chosen to use each episode to give flowers to those that I feel deserve them. And funny enough, this week I've chosen my sister Desiree. I'm actually older. At least I think I'm older. If you ask her, she thinks she's older than me. We have a 5-year difference, but we're close. We weren't always close, but I think as we became mothers and we became adults, we had to lean on each other for certain things. My sister has a very strong personality and we can butt heads at times, but then at the same time, she's not going to allow anyone to come and disturb my peace. So my sister, she is a wife, she's a mother, but she's also her own person. So she doesn't put herself in a category and allow people to box her into that. She is a truth teller. Sometimes people will like it, and sometimes people will reject it because they're not ready for it. She's small, but she has a tall appearance, because when she says whatever it is that's needed to be said, she speaks with certainty and with conviction. And that's something that I admire about her. So to Desiree, here are your flowers. I thank you for being my sister, being my friend, being my pain in the ass, but also being that shoulder that I can lean on, and being that person I can call when I'm mad or when I'm upset, and just allowing me to voice my feelings and my opinion without judgment. So to Desiree, enjoy your flowers. And with that being said, let's get transparent. Today's topic is interesting because today's topic wasn't even supposed to be today's topic. I saw a post that one of my friends had posted on Facebook, and I felt I needed to speak on it. So today's topic is the domino effect. And when I mentioned the domino effect, I don't really think we take into account how we do things. Whereas growing up, if we watched our parents wash clothes a certain way or fold clothes a certain way or cook a certain way, we mimic that because we would see that on an everyday basis. But not only did we mimic that, we also mimicked some of their behavior. And believe it or not, we transition that into our everyday life. And I am not here to say you were raised wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have to start changing and removing some of the generational habits that have caused a demise within families, within relationships with friends, and even with our children. And I'm going to use my own personal experience to shed a little light on what it is that I'm referring to. Now, my parents were never married. So growing up, I would go to my father's house on the weekend, spend time with him and his family, and then go back to my mother's house where I lived. And I have to say, my mother, regardless of her feelings towards my father, she never had anything to say about him to me in a negative way. It was always allowing me to see him for who he is. Now, if he was a bad person or a negative person, I would eventually see it. But my mother never put that negative outlook on who my father was, because she wanted me to look at him for who he presented himself to be to me. Not her idea of who he is. And I think sometimes, and even the older generation, I think, is really guilty of this. And I see it transition into my generation, and it's bothersome. Because when a mother separates from the father, and whatever the situation is, there's hurt, right? So now we're hurt. But instead of saying we're hurt, we disguise it with anger. Because being angry is more attractive, I guess. So then when you're not paying attention, your kids are. So your kids hear you on the phone talking about their father. Now, keep in mind, this is the same man that you chose to have a child with. So once upon a time, you felt some way about this man. But instead of you addressing the issue that you have with this man, you then choose to badmouth him to your children. And I am not saying that whatever the father did was right, but then what you do is not right either. But it makes you feel good to break down a man that once upon a time you loved. And you do it in a manner that tarnish him for your era, not his. You made the decision to have a child with this man, in spite of who he really was. Now, please don't send me the comments and say, well, that's not how he was in the beginning. And I'm going to tell you, yes, he was. People are always going to show up with their representative. They're going to make you smile. They're going to laugh. They're going to say all the things that they want you to hear. And then eventually, their representative leaves and the real person shows up. And then you're trying to figure out how to maneuver with this new person. But then you realize you don't like this new person. But then you go to that phase of, he's going to change. Things are going to get better. And then you have a child with this man. And then he doesn't support you. He doesn't help you. He's not there to give you the emotional and the physical support that you need and that you want. Then you become angry. So now you're in a situation where now you have a child who looks just like the father. And you start to break him down and tear him down to his child, because it makes you feel good. But then the sad part about it is you don't really take into consideration how this will affect your child and the relationship with that child and the father. Because at that moment, it's not about either one of them. It's about you. You are getting back at him for hurting you. The logic in that is you want him to hurt as much as he hurt you. And I'm going to tell you, you will succeed. Because eventually, your child will start to listen to you because you are the role model. You are the adult. You are the person that they look up to. So whatever you say at that point is gospel. Mommy's a truth teller. Mommy's telling everything about daddy. She's telling the truth. But here's the thing. Why didn't mommy tell the truth from the beginning? Why didn't mommy say, I knew that your daddy wasn't meant for me, and I tried to change him, and he didn't want to change? That's the truth. I tried to put him in a good position where he can do better, and he didn't. Well, he didn't want to, and he wasn't going to do it because that's what you wanted him to do. So then you start creating these narratives. So when your child is around the father, the child starts to question, well, why did you treat mommy this way? And why did you do mommy this way? And he has to answer to a child who will then go back and repeat what the father said to the mother. So that's your way of getting the answers you need. Your quote unquote closure. You use your child as a pawn. I remember watching this post somebody had on Instagram, and the father had dropped off the child. She just got her hair braided, and the mother sat there and cut the little girl's hair. Why? Because the father took her to get a hair braided, and she assumed that it was another woman, possibly a new girlfriend, that did her daughter's hair. So instead of her dealing with her own issues, she chose to take it out, not only on the father, but on the child. But what made it even more sad was that the father was like, I just wanted to get my daughter's hair done. Why does it matter who did it? And then we have this thing, I don't want other women around my kids. Why? Y'all not together anymore. I need to know who's going to be around my kids. And that's going to do what? You want to size yourself up against her to see who the better woman is? If the dude is broken, neither one of you the best woman. Because if he doesn't have his stuff in order, eventually she's going to be in the same situation that you in. So we have to start being careful of the things that we say and the things that we do in front of our kids. If you're yelling and screaming and carrying on because that's the way you communicate, you are now setting your kids up for a stage that when they get older, this is exactly what they're going to do. But because you've never created an environment where you can say, I was wrong for this. I shouldn't have done this. You don't correct the behavior, so therefore your kids will never know you were wrong. You have to start being accountable for what you say out your mouth and the things that you do around your kids. And I can speak from experience because even though my mother never spoke about my father, I never spoke about Jayla's father in front of him. Not one bad thing. Jalen's father and I have not been together in over 18 years. I don't have any animosity towards him. I just don't like him as a person. Can I exist and be in the same room? Absolutely. He doesn't affect me because I'm over him. I was over him a long time ago. But just because things did not work out between his father and I, that does not give me now permission to break him down and tarnish his manhood to make me feel good. It does nothing for me. And all it does is cause resentment, because eventually the child is going to find out the truth. And it's either going to be from you or from the father. And I'm not telling you that you're feeding your child lies, but you're not giving your child the transparency of the relationship. You're not sending out the truth. You're giving them the idea of what you believe was the cause. Now, I'm not saying this in the matter of it was a domestic violence situation and you had to leave. That part I get. But even that doesn't even need to be disclosed, in my opinion. Because if that happened some odd years ago, you've moved on, he's moved on. Why is that a conversation now for your child? We have to start doing better with the way that we parent our kids. They mirror what they see. I've had numerous opportunities to go in on Jalen's father. But at the end, what does it do for me? I'm married, he's married. And even before we got married, we were both moved on and did whatever. He doesn't have a relationship with Jalen, and I don't really care, nor does Jalen. But I gave Jalen that opportunity, and I made it Jalen's decision to decide whether or not he wanted his father in his life. But more importantly, I gave his father that opportunity. I never told his father, oh, you can't bring any woman around my child. But you're not going to just pop up at my house either. I don't have a problem with him having someone else, but they need to know at the end, you're his girlfriend. You're not Jalen's mother. And as long as there's no disrespect, you're not putting your hand on my kid. And 9 times out of 10, they don't really care. The women that are dating the guys, they don't really care about your kid. They really don't. Until they get married and they in the same household, they're not really stressing your kid like that. And I'm going to be honest with you. So when you, oh, I don't want her around my son. I don't want her around my daughter. You look very immature. And it shows that you still have some type of feelings for him. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't care. If he's telling you, look, I'm taking Jordan and I'm going to go to the mall and me and Nicole, we're going to go hang out and I'm bringing him back. All right. Just make sure he's good. Because that, and oh, this is the other thing. I don't know what that co-parenting term, I don't know what that is. That's some new millennial stuff. I've never heard of that. We're co-parents. What the hell is a co-parent? You're a parent. Period. We're co-parenting. What the hell does that mean? And y'all can send me a comment on that one, because I would really like to know. You're a parent. Whether or not you're together. So I guess that's the new, that's the baby daddy term. We're no longer baby daddies, baby mamas. We just co-parenting. I don't know what the hell that is. And it irritates me when I hear it. We are co-parents. That's an interesting term. And whenever I ask the question, they say, well, we communicate better. Okay, so your parents. You don't make a decision, or I don't make a decision without speaking to you, or whatever the case. You're being parents. But this whole co-parenting, I don't get it. I don't know what that means. We have to start doing better with how we approach being a parent. Everything can't be a curse out. Now, do I fight for my kids? Absolutely. But I want to hear you out first. And if I don't like what's being said, or I feel there's a level of disrespect that comes along with what you're saying, I am going to curse you out. When it comes to my kids, I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to give you the opportunity to say what needs to be said. But I'm also going to curse your ass out if I feel it's something that was violation of my child. Of any magnitude. Verbal, physical, you're going to catch it. Because I am this child's mother. And I think sometimes what mothers have to realize is that, you know, even though we say the man is the head of the household, the women run the household. We determine what comes in and out that house. We determine what clothes we're going to wear. We determine if we're going to go somewhere, if we're not going to go somewhere. We make the schedules. So we run the household. We give respect to the man who comes in and he provides and he makes sure all our needs are met. But we are the ones who run that household on a day-to-day basis. So we run our family, whether or not you're co-parenting or not. And I'm always going to hate on co-parenting, so don't even send me a message in regards to it. You can, because it'll be interesting to see. And I think we take on this laxy daisy mentality that our kids are our friends. I tell my kids all the time, I am not your friend. We can have a conversation, we can laugh, but don't get to that point that you can feel like you can say certain things to me like I'm one of your homegirls or I'm one of your homeboys. Because then I'm going to pull rank and I'm going to let you know, yeah, I'm not that one. I witnessed a girl and her mom and they were getting their nails done. And the mother is talking to her daughter, who could have been maybe 17. I want to say maybe 17. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to call him and see if he want to chill. And I'm looking and I'm like, that's your daughter? She goes, yeah, that we best friends. Problem. That's not your friend. That's your daughter. Because the minute your daughter comes out her mouth and say something, now we're not friends. Now you want to be mommy. And it's so interesting because that's things that my mom would say to me. I'm not your friend. And you have to keep that type of dialogue. My kids address me, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. So when we were in the store one day, and I was asking Jalen something, he goes, yes, ma'am. And this lady thought that my son was like the Messiah at that point. Oh, my God. He said, yes, ma'am. And Jalen's looking at her like, yeah. Because Jalen doesn't understand that not everyone says it. So therefore, it's something that foreign when people say like, oh, my goodness. Oh, you have your son in check. I do. Can I talk to my son about whatever's on Netflix? Like right now, he's into tattoos, so he wants to watch shows on tattoos. I can sit there and I can watch it with him and we'll laugh, whatever. But Jalen knows there's a certain border around our conversations. And he knows not to try to, you know, have a little wiggle room with it. Because the minute you draw back, I'm going to draw back something too. We have to start being parents. We cannot rely for an iPad, television, and whatever new artist out or whatever new basketball player is out to raise our kids. We have to start taking the responsibility of being parents. If you are now walking around saying that we are co-parenting, you now have to take the responsibility of shutting your mouth when it comes to anything in regards to that child's father. Because if you're trying to make this relationship work, you need to shut your mouth. You cannot tarnish this man's image at one hand and then turn around and expect a bed of roses when he shows up, because your child will repeat what you say. You cannot repair and heal if you don't fix it. If this man hurt you, tell him. And please don't say he already knows. No, he doesn't. And the reason why I say we run the household is because if we set the standard and we create the dialogue and dynamics of what communication looks like, what love feels like, they then take that out into the world. And I always tell people, what I don't teach, the streets will. So you got to be very careful of who you want to leave your child to learn from. But when you're constantly tearing this person down, you're now giving your child permission to continue on your legacy as a negative person. If you're the one who's yelling and screaming and carrying on, guess what? Your child's going to grow up and do the same exact thing. And then they have a child and do the same exact thing. So the dialogue and the dominoes continue to fall. But instead of you fixing it from the beginning, you chose to ignore it because your hurt was more important. And it was anger that showed up, not hurt, anger. And you were comfortable. Why? Because your mother said it was okay. And in not so many words, because she did the same thing. It's about accountability. It can't be he did all this wrong and you were the victim in all this. You played a part in that relationship. Whether or not you want to own it or not, that's on you. But when you start feeding this to your kids one by one, oh, he was no good. Oh, your father ain't nothing. He ain't ever, I got to call him. And say that for your girlfriends. Your kids are not your sound machine. And they're not your pawns. You decided to have this child. What you do with that child now is your responsibility. Whether or not the father's there or not. But you cannot continue to hold on to the negative and think that it will not affect your child. Because then it gives the world permission to say single parents are just no good. They come from a broken home. Because you have now given permission for your child to walk around negative and nasty at the world because they see you do it. They mirror what they see. You showed them what nasty and disrespect looks like, and you made it acceptable, and that's why they do it. So when a teacher calls you and say, oh, JoJo was disrespectful, and you're like, really? I don't know where he gets it from. He get it from you. Then you try to replicate certain situations by bringing every Tom, Dick, and Harry around your kid to substitute their father. Why? Because you saw your mother do it. And she made it acceptable. Instead of you dealing with all the nonsense and all the hurt and all the pain and all the insecurities, you keep manifesting these relationships thinking that they're going to fix the issue. No. You're going to have to go back to your mama now. Because the only way to fix it is to go to the root. Your mother is the root. She made it acceptable, so that's why you do it. You have to be accountable for the things that you say out your mouth. You have to be accountable for the things that you feed your child. If you put a plate in front of him and you give him food, he's going to eat it. If you give him words of negative and resentment, he's going to take it. And he's going to repeat it. You see these parents that are screaming and carrying on, and you're like, oh my God, like, why are they doing that? That's a disguise. They put on a front of they're so bad and angry. No, you're hurt. Own your hurt. You cannot repair what you do not acknowledge. If you want to keep going around and being angry, let's see how it works out for you later on. Not only does your relationship with people on the outside suffer, but the relationships with your child will suffer. And it's your doing. The domino effect. Your mother did it, now you're doing it. And you're giving it to your child, so now your child gonna do it. And then you want to blame him for your words. You want to blame him for your actions. But he's not even in the house. So how do you blame someone that is not even there? You have to start doing the work. If you're bruised, do the work to heal. Don't keep bringing Jerome, Tommy, and little man together. That's not his father. You have to start with you first. If you continue to bash his father, what is a child supposed to do? You're expecting this child to go to a man that you said all these negative things about? You made him out to be a predator. We teach our kids to stay away from predators. So now your child walks around resenting the father because the father don't want to take your disrespectful ass kid. Because you set the tone. You have to watch your mouth. Watch your words. Your words carry weight. And you can sit here and say, no, that's not how I am. And I can pull numerous videos and show you the domino effect. It starts from the mother. Because the mother runs the household. The mother sets the tone as how the household is going to be run. Now, that's not taking away the responsibility of the man. Because the men out here, you know you need to take care of these kids. You know you have a responsibility. And I get it. Nobody wants to walk up and have to hear a whole bunch of nonsense. But then you have to start creating an open environment and apologizing when you know you were wrong. Owning your disrespect and be accountable for the words and the actions that you had done. It's not about a simple sorry as much as it is a simple acknowledgement. Like I told you, I don't accept apologies. If you acknowledge it, at least you had time to think about it. Sorry is really easy to say. Acknowledging takes time because it takes understanding. And it's not an easy task and it's not a comfortable task. But if we don't start changing the conversation and the dynamics of our households, we're going to start filling up a lot more cemeteries and a lot more jails. Because we're sending these kids out unprepared. And they're looking for others to give them the reassurance that they're loved, that they're valued. But because you're so caught up with the mess in your head, you can't even get your kid right. That's my time. And I appreciate once again for you taking the time to listen. We are almost at the close of season one. We have, I want to say maybe two more episodes left, and then we will take a short break, and then we will go into season two. Make sure you follow and subscribe if you listen on Apple, Spotify. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you know when the next episode drops. And also, you will be able to leave comments on my Instagram page. And you can find me on transparency_talk. And as you know, I read all the messages and I listen to everything that's all the feedback that I do receive. And I appreciate you for listening. Until next week, take care.